Salt Lake City has scrapped plans to build 4 new homeless shelters in favor of 2 and set a hard deadline for closing the road home. KUBR's Whitney Evans reports.
Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski joined state officials Friday at the state capitol to announce the changes.
In an effort to address concerns from the state, county, and city, including my concern that Salt Lake City not be the primary location for homeless services, but a strong partner, Salt Lake City has committed to building just 2 new resource centers capped at 200 beds each.
The controversial Simpson Avenue site has been withdrawn, as well as the city-owned property at 648 West 100 South. Salt Lake City will move forward with constructing shelters on High Avenue and 700 South. Salt Lake County has committed to finding a location for a third shelter outside Salt Lake City. The downtown shelter will close June 30, 2019. Biskupski had stood firm on the 4 sites she selected back in December, but after further study, officials determined 3 sites would work logistically and financially. Salt Lake County Mayor Ben McAdams says a revamped service model will address individual causes of homelessness and divert people from emergency shelters and into housing whenever possible.
We're not waiting for the new homeless resource centers to be constructed in order to understand and refine the service system. And we will be ready on day 1 when the doors to these new homeless resource centers open.
Utah lawmakers passed a small Medicaid expansion plan last year, but without a waiver from the federal government, House Speaker Greg Hughes says lawmakers will repurpose that money for homeless services, specifically behavioral health. Hughes joked that it's been a difficult but rewarding process.
It has been absolutely miserable, okay? This has been the best moment from the time we decided to do something and get this done.
The Utah legislature has already committed to $27 million to paying for the new shelters. Salt Lake City Council Chair Stan Penfold said the city council found out about the new plans Thursday night. Whitney Evans, KUER News.